Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Bill Berry, and Michael Stipe. As different as four people can be, the one thing they do have in common is their band, and that takes all four of them to work. Known for their meticulous production, cryptic lyrics laced with satire, jazz-influenced instrumentation, reluctance to tour, and a name lifted from a dildo in William Burroughs' Naked Lunch, Steely Dan has bridged a 20-year gap between records to bring us Two Against Nature without skipping a beat. But then, we expect nothing less from Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. I'm Nicole Sandler, thrilled to be able to spend the next 90 minutes with Walter and Donald for the world premiere of Two Against Nature, coming right up on the SFX Radio Network. Welcome to Where Music Meets Film, live from Sundance Film Festival. Every January, thousands of filmmakers, producers, writers, directors, and movie moguls swarm into the quaint resort setting of Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival. New to the festival this January was the Sundance Cafe, a place where music meets film. Though Ryan Adams is known to have referred to it from stage as the album that's never gonna come out, Pneumonia, the third and final official album from Whiskey Town, will finally see the light of day on May 22nd. But it didn't come easy. I'm Nicole Sandler from WorldClassRock.com. And over the course of the next hour, it'll be my pleasure to introduce you to the record, its producer Ethan Johns, and the band that called itself Whiskey Town. I spent some time at Hollywood Sound Factory Studios with Whiskey Town frontman Ryan Adams and Ethan Johns, who are now working on Adams' forthcoming solo record, but more about that later. Right now, we're gathered together to focus on Pneumonia. An odd name for a beautiful album, I thought. When the day begins to fade, it's time to sit back and reflect on the memories of the day and dream about what lies ahead tomorrow. This is the gateway to the Everglades on the southern shores of Lake Okeechobee, centrally located between the Palm Beaches and Fort Myers. Come experience the possibilities. 49% of online news consumers and a staggering 71% of 16 to 24-year-olds consider video essential to a good news website. However, creating enough video to keep up with this consumer demand is out of reach for a vast majority of publishers. Guide solves this challenge by providing a tool to the publishing industry that instantly transforms existing text-based content into video. Have you heard of the Twin Study? Because this is where the whole idea for SendCare was first born. The Twin Study was a research study conducted on identical twins showing the difference in aging based on lifestyle factors. When one sibling smoked, spent more time in the sun, ate poorly, there was a visible difference of as much as 11 years between siblings. Could it be that lifestyle is more significant than age alone?